KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A man has been killed in a freak electrocution incident in Shaka Skral on the north coast. IPSS medical rescue medics rushed to the scene this afternoon, where it's believed contractors were working on a substation. The service's Samantha Merrick has more.
On arrival, it was found that sadly one person had succumbed to their injuries and a second was left in a critical condition. The patient has been stabilised on scene and the Air Mercy Service's helicopter is inbound to airlift the patient to a suitable facility for further care.
Many small business owners in Margate are continuing to pick up the pieces following last week's devastating storm. At least five people were killed after strong winds and floods pounded the south coast town and its surrounds. The heavy downpours caused millions of rands worth of damage to households, businesses and infrastructure. The Grove Restaurant and Beach Bar is one of the establishments affected. Operational manager Brandon Lehman says because of the business not being able to trade, they are currently relying on other businesses to provide the restaurant's staff with temporary employment.
We can't operate until we've received all the reports from the relevant engineers and contractors, because the washaway went so far underneath the front area of the building and even breached in three certain areas on a small, like a little retaining wall, that we don't know the extent of how far it's gone underneath the actual restaurant area itself instead of just the entrance. We've done some tests on the top with regards to sound and echo and all that kind of stuff that they do, like a vibration.
Lehman believes the damage could have been prevented or minimized.
None of this would have happened if the stuff wasn't maintained, if the years and years of outcries from the community were actually heard and they had made the necessary adjustments and repairs and maintenance to infrastructure, we wouldn't have experienced what we did in these recent heavy rains.
Last week, Cooperative Governance MEC Bongisithole Moloi met with officials from the Departments of Human Settlements, Public Works and Transport to look at the estimated cost of damage. The Special Investigating Unit has been given the green light to probe claims of mismanagement and corruption at the Department of Water and Sanitation. The SIU will investigate the War on Leaks project, among other things. It was meant to train some 15,000 youths to reduce water losses through leaks. It was signed in 2015 by then Water and Sanitation Minister Nomvula Mokonyane for Rand Water to curb about 7 billion rands in water leaks across the country. And a French court has cleared the eldest daughter of Gabon's long-serving former leader Omar Bongo of corruption. Pascaline Bongo had been accused of accepting bribes from a French company to help secure public contracts in the oil-rich West African country. Well, the Paris Criminal Court has found her not guilty alongside the construction firm and five individuals. The top story, a man's been killed in a freak electrocution incident in Shaka Skral on the north coast. More news at ecr.co.za.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The dates for the Springbok outgoing tour has been confirmed. Rajasthan Royals are in action against the Mumbai Indians later, and Cole Palmer is unlikely to play in tomorrow's London derby.